So here we go. All right, so tonight was the season premiere of MTV's The Challenge, Total Madness. And let me tell you, was it madness? Oh my God, yes. So tonight was so, so crazy. I'm so happy to have the show back. I absolutely love this show. I've been watching it for years and I'm so excited to do a podcast about it. So tonight we're going to get into talking about the first challenge. Obviously, the first person who gets eliminated and goes home. It's never great to be that person, but someone's got to go home every week because you just don't cut it. Also, the drama. I mean, what is the challenge without some drama? Nothing. All right, so let's get into it. So this season, they are playing for $1 million. I mean, I can't even believe that. It's an individual game and you're playing for $1 million. So you already know that this season is going to be so cutthroat. I cannot wait. Who's going to stab each other first in the back? I don't know. Probably Wes or Johnny Bananas, though. Let's be honest. I can't wait to see all that unfold. So tonight we started off first out the gate. Bam, challenge. I love it. Don't leave anything to waste. Last night's challenge was battle lines, which they had to pull medical supplies in like a big tin can across the field. Sometimes they'd have to carry it. Sometimes they would be like wheeling it around. And they'd have to solve puzzles along the way. So we already know this from the challenge. They love to do physical and mental things to really get you going. And I have to say, TJ looked really badass in that tank, but also like he was having way too much fun in that tank. Like he was having way too much fun just cutting people's dreams off. Like, could you imagine you're working so hard, pulling, and then here comes TJ in a freaking tank just crushing your dreams of winning your first challenge. I thought it was hilarious. I love when TJ gets to be involved more in these competitions. I think it's so much fun. He's got a great personality and he loves to watch these people squirm. I mean, who doesn't? That's why we're all tuning in. But I just think it's amazing. And I love the part when Rogan said you can't get arrogant without Rogan in it, which I never put two and two together because from last season, he was on last season, War of the Worlds, but I just thought that was funny and I love Rogan. I think he is a little bit of a charmer. He's got great teeth, great body. Maybe it's that inner male stripper in him. I don't know, but I dig it and I can't wait to see him continue to succeed because he basically made it so far last season. So I already know he's going to be a great competitor this season. So in the first challenge, Rogan wins for the guys and Jenny wins for the women. And I mean, could you not pick a better like, I could see Jenny winning. I could see her making it so far. And I feel like we knew that from last season because she is just a tank. I mean, there's no other way to describe Jenny than a full force tank. Like, she's coming full force. She's giving it her all. She's been training, like she said, I think in the gym for about 8 years, just training anyways. So the fact that she gets to bring all of that to a competition and potentially win money, I think is awesome. And it's going to help her go so far. And I love how she was saying how she's been doing her little division problems on her app when she's sitting at home watching TV. I think that's so funny and also smart. I mean, if you want to be in this competition and you want to win that money, you have to excel in all places. You have to excel strength, mental. You have to play a good social game. I mean, there's so many like elements to this show and this game and this competition that I love that she's thinking about all this and she improved so much from just last season alone. So Props to you, girlfriend. Keep going. I know we're going to see you make it far this season. With that being said, obviously everyone else was a loser. That's what happens. If you don't win, sorry, you're last place. And I'm a little shocked at who they picked. They picked Corey to be in the tribunal, which I thought was interesting. Corey is, I feel like, known to not have people's backs, except for maybe his homeboys. So we'll see how that worked out for Rogan. But like Rogan said, he's hoping that doing Corey a solid for this will give him a leg up later on in the competition when maybe he needs Corey's help on something. So I think, good move, good strategy. Don't always know if it's going to work. Don't know if Corey would reciprocate that. I think it's always good, especially Rogan's thinking of the game. He's thinking, who is a good competitor? And Corey is definitely a beast. I mean, look at those arms. Those are some nice arms. Mama would love to be hugged by those. So going into that, obviously after that, they all were so excited to go back to the house because we know after watching challenge after season, maybe if you're new, you don't know this, but they usually have a beautiful mansion. It is gorgeous. They always have like a breathtaking view. And it's just like a big villa that they all get to hang out with, drink some alcohol in the downtime. They get beautiful catered meals. They're at the pool getting their tan on. And this season, it's a bunker, like below ground. They're in some like old army base or something. And they got a bunker. So, I mean, not what you expect, but I am here for it. I love it. I think that it gives a whole different feel to it. And I think that it's perfect for this season, Total Madness, because, I mean, I basically feel like I'm in a bunker right now because of this whole coronavirus going on and how we're all kind of trapped at home. So if you can only imagine being trapped with a bunch of people who are you're competing with for money, and then you really don't have that great of an outlet. Like in the other homes, you know, you can kind of get away, you're drinking a lot, you're going out in the sun. There's just a vibe, you know what I mean? Like there's a hot tub, there's an open pool, there's like hammocks, there's grass, sunlight. You know, sunlight is a very big one that I think I would miss sunlight a lot. I don't think I'd want to wake up, go to bed in a cell. So I thought that was really cool though to spice it up this season and do something that I don't think they've ever done this before. So this is really cool and I'm excited. I can't wait to see these people lose their minds because I know it's definitely going to happen, especially when there's less sunlight. I mean, people are going to go crazy. So that's pretty cool. And going off that, obviously, we see everybody socializing. Nani goes in for the kill. She immediately goes to Asaf. And I find that so funny because I love Nani. I think she is such an insanely great competitor. She plays a social game pretty well, to be honest. Let's be honest. She gets very far because she plays a great social game. But because of that, also sometimes it does nip her in the butt. She will get in trouble for maybe being too protective of the people around her. And let's just say this. Nani don't take no shit. She doesn't do anything that she doesn't want to do. She is very much an empowered woman, and I love that about Nani. She is all about herself. Well, plus, obviously, her crew. She will never forget her crew, but I just think that Nani is a powerhouse, and I love that she went for Asaf because he seems like this cute little cuddly man who, you know, he was like doe-eyed. He's, you know, new to the challenge, so he didn't know what he was getting himself into. And I gotta say, I love when these new people come into the challenge from other reality shows thinking that this is gonna be the exact same thing, because it's not. If you haven't been on the challenge, you don't know what it's like at all. And that's why I love this show so much, because they truly do push you to your absolute limit. And if you can't handle it, you can't handle the pressure, you can't handle all of that, you physically can't handle it, mentally cannot handle it, you won't make it far in this competition. You need to be mentally okay and physically okay. You need to really work on both those things before you come into a house like this with people like this, with people who know how to play this game, people who know how to get under your skin, people who have been training for months, years, you know, just really giving it them all, pushing it to the limit, because that's what you're going to have to do every single week. So I love when new people come in. I think it's a riot that, that a lot of the times they think that they can handle something, but then you ultimately see them fail because they do not know how hard this actually is until you're in it. And poor Soph actually got voted into elimination. And that broke my heart because he is very nice. And obviously, as a woman like Nani, you don't want your mans to go in. Even though it was only the first night, you still don't want them going in. I mean, you want to have some fun in the house. I'm sure with all of the craziness that comes in the house, it feels good to probably have like a rock there. You know, to hold, and especially now that you're in a bunker and you're just literally in cemented four walls, no windows, nothing. I mean, what are you going to do? You have to try and find, if not a significant, you know, thing, then at least a friend to help get you through this, because there's no way you will probably make it if not, you don't have like some sort of companionship. So, okay, we're getting a little off topic, but back to Asaf and Nani. I ship them so hard. I really hope that she went into his DMs after the show's over. And I hope that they're still together. I don't know. I'm going to have to check up on that and report back to you guys next week on their little status update. But I love that they went in for the kiss right away too. Like, it was just, obviously they have chemistry. And now, I don't know. I really liked Asaf, and I like that he's a dancer. I think that's really fun and new. And I don't know if the challenge has ever had a dancer on the show before. So, you know. But going off that, everyone's socializing. Everyone's, you know, trying to obviously strategize who they're gonna have on their alliance. So this is, it's so funny because obviously if you're not watching the show, if you're not used to the show, maybe if you're new, welcome. We are so excited for that. But if you're new to the show, then you don't realize how big a social game is. It's so important. It is so important, and it starts right away. Like, everyone's socializing, everyone's analyzing each other, whether you know it or not. That dude might be really drunk in the corner, but he's also watching everyone else make connections, see who's vibing, and like, you're just reading the room basically. So, you know, off that, we have our Holy Trinity, Jenna, Kayla, and Nani. And I'm so excited because I feel like Nani had such a, not a terrible season, but no one really had Nani's back last season. And so I'm just so excited that she's getting some of her friends back in the house and that she's going to have a core group who undoubtedly like is supporting her. So, and also girl power, Holy Trinity, heck yes. I'm so excited. I think Kayla's a beast. She's proven that time and time over that she can handle a lot. And so I'm really excited to see the Holy Trinity go. And obviously Jenna, huge beast. Like, I think it's so funny because she comes off so, I don't want to say ditzy because that's not the word at all, but she comes off just very nice. Very nice, very kind of go with the flow type of vibe. And so you don't get that killer instinct in Jenna until you actually see her compete. And she's a beast in competition. So I'm excited for this Holy Trinity to really make some moves and hopefully do some damage in this competition. So moving on from their little alliance, we also have a crazy, crazy announcement. Oh my God, I went crazy when Wes and Johnny Bananas decided to align this season. I mean, like literally mind blown. I am beside myself. Who would have thought after years and years and years of rivalry that this season they flipped a switch and they said, you know what? We're going to team up this season and we're going to make everyone pay. I mean, I think that's a dangerous duo to have Johnny Bananas, who basically is the challenge king, team up with Wes, who, yes, you know, his social game is not the best, but his social game is also good. It's like good and it's bad because for some reason, people listen to Wes. Nothing against Wes, but it's just funny because I feel like everyone knows that Wes is a snake. Or at least he was in the past seasons. And yet, every single time, he could manipulate someone to do what he wanted. Even though it might not have all turned out how he envisioned it, I feel like Wes got away with doing that a lot. And that's what kind of saved him for a while last season. So I just find that interesting. So you have basically a challenge king and another challenge king. They're both challenge kings. They're vets. They're huge. They've got a lot of time under their belt, a lot of wins, a lot of elimination wins. So I am shook, to be honest, that they are doing this together this season, but it makes me so, so excited because I can only imagine what's going to happen. I mean, you have Johnny Bananas, who is also very good at manipulation. Very, very good. He is so good at it. And he's usually better with the women just because, I don't know what it is, he's got this charm about him where he can heavily influence the girls a lot. And I'm interested to see how that's going to happen this season because I know he has a girlfriend. She was on last season. She didn't make it very far, but I know that they're still together through social media. So it's interesting to me how he's going to play this season because he's normally single. Johnny Bananas is usually single. Or if he does go on the challenge, he kind of like maybe breaks that and he usually kind of gets someone on the challenge, but he and Morgan are so cute together. I love them. They're a little fit couple, like couple Instagram goals for sure. If you don't follow them, definitely follow them. You're going to love following them. And so I don't know, that's going to be like an interesting thing to see. Now Johnny Bananas is going to have to use more tactic and more being in the, like more being in the challenge. And not that he can't handle it. We all know he's like an elimination king. He can normally knock out any elimination. So it's very hard to get him out. So I'm just excited for this duo. And I was so excited. I couldn't even believe the whole little montage that they put together for it. Like, it was perfect. I'm so excited. Oh, side note though, Can we talk about Wes's beard? What is that? What is that beard? What is it doing on his face? Why is it there? I just have a lot of questions about it. I mean, it's like, it's pretty thick. It's pretty thick. It's got like a Santa vibe to it. So, you know, he's been working on this for a long time. And I think it's kind of funny. I feel like it goes with the vibe of the bunker and like total madness, because I feel like it makes him look a little mad, like a little like mad scientist, like Mad Hatter. We're seeing like a little bit of a different side of Wes. So I thought that that was, you know, like, comment, let me know. My Instagram, Twitter, Katie Walski _. Let me know what you guys are thinking about that, because I mean, I could do without the beard for sure. I think at some point this season, it needs to be shaven off. And I honestly hope that someone does it as a prank, like in the middle of the night or something. I think that would be hilarious and it would get so under his skin. I would love to see that happen. So going off of that, like all just the social aspects of the bunker, we also see Bear getting really interested in Kayla, which I thought was very interesting, because I guess I just didn't see Bear going for Kayla, but he does love a strong woman, so you gotta give that to Bear, and he's very charismatic. So that might be a problem for Kayla, honestly, down the line. He's good looking. He's very athletic. I honestly like all his tattoos, and he's British. So, and he's a charming British man. I don't know how long she's going to be able to hold out for, because I know she says she's in a relationship right now. Not sure who she is exactly talking about, because if you're looking at her social media now, she is with Sam, who was on Love Island, and then he went on to X on the Peak on MTV. So they're together right now. I literally saw them together, quarantining together. I love it. But I'm curious if that's who she was with on the show when we do see a preview, not to spoil it anyone, but we do see a preview of her kissing Bear at some point. So at some point she does let her guard down and she lets Bear in. So I mean, like I said, I think it would be very hard for her not to do that, because he is such a charming man. So I don't know, so I'm just interested in seeing if this is with Sam or if this is with a different guy, and maybe Sam is a new guy or Sam forgave her for this kiss that she had with Bear. I don't know, but I'm intrigued and I can't wait to see how this plays out. So, also we see who is going to go into elimination. So now we're getting into elimination and a lot of the prospects are up, the new players, that's what we call them. And we got Jay, Asaf, who are mainly being thrown around. And I got to say, I love Jay. I think Jay is so cute, so nice. Though he's ripped, I see that under there. You cannot hide muscles like that under a beanie and a little sweater in your shirt. I see you, Jay. So sadly, Jay and Asaf get bounced around, but ultimately Asaf goes in. He gets picked by the squad to go into elimination, and then the tribunal is now going to have to pick three people and then hear what they have to say, obviously, and then pick from there. So the three that got picked was Jay, poor Jay. He got in there again. And then Wes, which I thought was shocking, because I don't know, but I guess there you go. You know, maybe get a vet out first. That way it opens the gates for the more younger people to come in and take their spot. Because Wes is, I mean, he's a big player and you know that he's not going to go quietly. So I thought that that was interesting. Also Kyle. Kyle was in there and I don't know what it is about Kyle, but he just really irks me sometimes, I have to say. And I almost wanted Kyle to go in. I think I was really rooting for Kyle because as much as Wes may be snaky in these competitions and the show, I genuinely, I don't know, I like Wes. Maybe it's because he's familiar and he's a vet and he's older and he hasn't maybe won one in a little bit. But I really want Wes to stick around. So I want to see his antics and I want to see him working with Johnny Bananas. So I want to see Wes stay and I really wanted Kyle to go in. I wanted Kyle to go in. Don't know why, but I always feel like I need Kyle to prove himself. You know, just, I don't know why. I just feel like maybe he skated by last season and I want more from Kyle. So I was hoping that Kyle would go in, but ultimately they choose Jay. But oh, real quick, going back to when they had to do like the little sell yourself to the tribunal, like don't put me in, put the other person in. I found it really interesting when Wes said that, you know, he always plays these games and he's always like snaky and no one ever likes him. And now he's realized that he has no allies. He has no friends. And I felt bad for him. I really did. I didn't want to put Wes in after he said that. I thought to myself, oh, that's so sad. And I don't know. I guess I never thought Wes was bothered by maybe not really having people like him. But obviously he does. Wes has a heart just like anybody else. And I'm glad we got to see that side of him. I don't know if it's the beard or maybe being in a bunker with no sunlight. no, I'm just joking. But I feel like we're definitely seeing a whole new side to Wes. And I'm really excited to see how this is all going to play out this season. So sadly, Jay gets picked to go in. So Wes and Kyle are safe. Rogan, ultimately, don't know why he chose that because Kyle is his biggest threat, his rival, his enemy. So I don't get why Rogan wouldn't take the chance to take out Kyle and why he would believe that Kyle would have his back because let's be honest, Kyle has no one's back. Kyle never does anyone a single favor. No one. Kyle does what benefits Kyle. Like, that's it. End of line. Bam. That's it. Like, there's not, like, I don't get Rogan's logic. I feel like if I was Rogan, I would have put Kyle in because the other two would have followed suit. I honestly think that Rogan was controlling that tribunal and that the other two just kind of did whatever Rogan wanted. So they threw Jay in. So maybe because it would make the less noise and he was possibly worried about Kyle coming back because they probably didn't have that much faith in Asaf, which, you know, I get. He's new. He's like a dancer. He's gorgeous. He doesn't seem too tough on the exterior, but I don't know. I thought that was an interesting pick. Probably the one to make less waves was to definitely choose Jay. So that's probably what they were doing. They probably just weren't gonna make a gung-ho move like they say they always do, but then they don't do it. So whatever, Rogan. I think it was a little, I think that wasn't like the move, you know? I think you should have played better. Maybe, I don't know if it was smarter. Maybe. I don't know. I also don't know if Kyle would have been able to hold himself on a bar like that for that long because he's so tall. He weighs a lot. So I feel like I'm not really sure if he would have lasted. I think Asaf could have possibly won that if Kyle went down there. But Jay is a rock climber, which I didn't know. But clearly that is strength in your fingers, in your hands. So somehow Jay was probably the most prepared anyone else could have been to go in. This was Jay's challenge to lose. And he ultimately came out with a win. Yay, Jay. I'm so excited that he's still in the game, in the competition. I think he's going to be a real competitor because I feel like there's a lot of untapped potential that I see in Jay. I see a lot of that. I mean, especially just being with rock climbing, because I feel like that's a lot of endurance and you're doing heavily on your hands. And I don't know. I just feel like I see good qualities in Jay that are going to take him probably pretty far. So, and as TJ announced, but this is another thing that I'm really excited for, because I totally agree with TJ when he says after Jay wins, he does a little bit of a speech, right? And he's like, I'm tired of people skating by thinking that they're going to get to the end of this challenge, get that money by doing absolutely nothing, not seeing an elimination once. I mean, that's called a good social game for sure. Great social game, actually. But I'm really excited because you have to go into elimination now. It's almost like a want now, right? Like everyone's going to be wanting to go into elimination instead of fearing of going into elimination. So TJ drops a bomb saying that if you go into elimination and you win, you get a red skull on your helmet. And that basically means that you are now qualified to run the final. So now everyone who has been ever hiding an elimination, Kyle, Rogan, Wes, I would like to say Johnny Bananas most part, but Johnny Bananas will always go in. So I don't really see that there for him, but there's a lot of players who kind of skate on by. Ashley, she kind of skates on by her social game and her clique kind of having her back. And I also feel like her being a vet and having won, you know, she tries to maybe think that she doesn't have to do it, but oh no, honey, you got to go in. Yes, you do. So I'm excited for that. And I think it's going to be so interesting how this game is going to be played now, because people are going to be wanting to go into elimination, right? And so you're going to have to figure out who you want to go against and who you think you can beat. Because ultimately, you're taking a huge, huge risk by going into elimination. I mean, you could get sent home. You never know what an elimination is going to hold. And you don't know if that's going to be your weakness and your competitor's strong suit, or flipped. It could be your strong suit and your competitor's weakness. You never know. So that's why I was saying earlier, you truly do have to be well-rounded as a competitor, because you never know what's going to get thrown your way. And you want to make sure that you're the one who's going to do it first, or you're the one who's going to do it the longest, or you're the one who's going to do it the fastest, or, you know, so I don't know. And I think that it's going to be a whole new game on, because now you're going to be trying to get that person into elimination with you, but you're also going to have to be sure it's someone you can beat. So I don't know, man. It's going to be crazy. And I cannot wait to see what's going on. But poor Nani, her man goes home, sadly, first week of elimination. Ugh! Poor Asaf. He was not ready for it, man. Not ready at all. He did not know what was coming his way. But I truly believe that Asaf is gonna definitely be in the seasons to come, because I feel like after he got a little bit of a taste of the challenge, he's gonna be back. And I gotta say, I mean, I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that happens a lot when new prospects come on the show and they're not quite sure what's going on or how the game is played. But after you get that little taste of the challenge, it's like, that's all you think about, right? People train for months after they get eliminated the first day. Take Josh, for example. Josh got eliminated first competition, first challenge even. He didn't even go to elimination. He got cut first challenge. And now he's back and he absolutely killed it last season. I think Josh is a beast, and I feel like people, because Josh is also so nice, that people don't think about that, but it's the truth. Some other honorable mentions are Anissa. Anissa's back, and yo, she's a bad bee, okay? I think Anissa doesn't give enough credit because she's an extremely strong competitor and she's smart. So I'm excited that Anissa's back. And also Dee, oh my gosh, I love Dee. I'm so happy she made it so far last season. I feel like it was so deserved. She tried so, so hard. She faced so many fears. I am just so proud of her. And to see her get second right behind Jenny in the first challenge that they did, I mean, come on, that was awesome. Dee's a beast. I'm just hoping that she's over Rogan. I'm hoping that that whole thing is done and over with and that she can move on to a new man. Oh, and of course, my absolute favorite challenge couple, Jordan and Tori. I mean, I love these two. These two, they just make me want to believe in love again. Yes, they do. I think they are so sweet. The way they push each other is amazing, and I can't even believe that they do the challenge together, to be honest, because I think that I would tear my partner apart if I ever had to do the challenge with them. To be in a house with all these other crazy people, and I don't know, man, and now you're in a bunker, and it's just total madness. Like the title. So I can't believe it. I think it's, I don't know how they do it. And they got engaged. I am just, I don't know. I love them. I'm rooting for them. I'm hoping that they make it very far, because I was so proud of how far they made it last season. And I also wanted to touch on two of the new prospects besides Jay and Asaf. There is Bailey and her man, Swaggy C. And don't know much about Swaggy C yet, but Bailey is coming hot for everyone. And it seems like everyone is very scared of her. Listen, you don't want to mess with a crazy lady, first of all. And Bailey seems like she would throw hands in a heartbeat. But the fact, when Jay brought up Swaggy C earlier when they were bouncing around who to pick to go into the elimination round, Jay like bounced Reggie C off just because he was another newcomer, another rookie. But the fact that she was like, excuse you, do not put my man's name in your mouth. So I feel like that was just a taste of what we can possibly see with Bailey. And I'm really excited, to be honest. I think we need some new, you know, some new crazy in this house. And let me tell you, she's gonna bring it for sure. And I honestly kind of hope that people mess with Swaggy C or Bailey, or don't, and let them go on by and do their business. But I think that Bailey is definitely going to be one to watch. I'm gonna say it now. I'm making my predictions for next week and sort of the rest of the season, I guess. But Bailey, one to watch. I also think that Kayla obviously is going to screw up at some point. So I just want to see all that go down, all that tea. I want to see it happen. I want to see the drama. And now that people are wanting to go into elimination round, I feel like it would be better for people to go in now. So I'm going to say another prediction and say that one of the vets is gonna try and go into elimination next week to try and get it over with so that they can get qualified for the final, because now it's gonna be probably a dogfight to try and figure out who's gonna be going in. Yeah, and that was my take on week one, season Total Madness. I am so excited for what's going to come. I can't wait. Thank you guys for listening, and be sure to follow me at KatieWalsey_ for all the tea and drama. And oh, let me know your opinions. Obviously, we can converse and talk all things The Challenge and other things if you want. Be sure to like, subscribe, Believe in The Challenge podcast, and hopefully I'll be seeing you guys next week. Yeah, Katie out.